Today, February 5th, is National Black HIV and AIDS Awareness Day. Despite being only 2% of New Brunswick's population, Black New Brunswickers make up 16% of people with HIV and AIDS in the province. While New Brunswick's new cases of HIV and AIDS are slowly going down, AIDS New Brunswick Executive Director Amanda Diggins says the HIV epidemic is far from over. Treatment methods have improved dramatically since 1981, however, 1 million people still die from HIV and AIDS each year. Stigma and misinformation surrounding the autoimmune disease remains prevalent to this day and has a significant impact on the quality of life for people living with HIV and AIDS. Diggins explains that the Black community is particularly impacted by HIV and AIDS.
Folks who are HIV positive here have access to great healthcare in New Brunswick. Those who are diagnosed have access to the free HIV medication, which is wonderful. So I think we've kind of lost sight of the HIV pandemic in some ways. However, it's still very, very devastating in parts of the world, in particular particularly in Africa. Another thing to mention, especially for African Caribbean and Black folks with HIV, they're less likely often to have full medical treatment. There's a lot of stigma and discrimination. And for a lot of the folks who have just moved to Canada, there's a lot of internalized stigma from not being able to access healthcare services in their home country. So oftentimes those who are Black are more likely to face those issues and, again, not have the proper treatment and therefore be much more susceptible to COVID-19. In Canada, African Caribbean or Black Canadians represent 16% of those living with HIV. However, they only represent 2.5% of our population. And so we know that it's hugely disproportionately affected, but we still think a lot of HIV as something, became the gay man's disease. It originally had that connotation. And so we still sometimes have that in our minds. However, HIV is something that affects many, many people. A lot of our folks that are moving to New Brunswick from countries where it is very endemic, there's a lot of those, but it really affects across the board. But we know that it disproportionately affects Black Canadians and newcomers to New Brunswick.
There are many parallels between the 1980s and ongoing AIDS epidemic and the current COVID-19 pandemic. Shame, blame, and fear surrounding transmissible disease is a recurring event in recent history. Fear of being stigmatized, says Diggins, is enough to make people afraid to be tested for HIV.
AIDS New Brunswick actually originally started back in the mid-80s, and one of the first things we actually were doing in our organization was driving folks to Maine to get testing, because there was such a stigma and discrimination that people wouldn't even want to be tested in the province because they were scared someone would find out. And that's the route we came from. Now, again, medicine and things have progressed, but there is still so much stigma. We still hear people saying things like, saliva can transmit HIV, which it absolutely cannot. And, we're still hearing those, the misinformation. And so individuals living with HIV often, some are very proud to be able to talk about their status and to be able to share that information with others, especially those who are newly diagnosed. But a lot of people are still secretive. I was born in 84, and I remember growing up hearing, in that era of fear where we didn't know how it was transmitted. And a lot of folks my age and above still hold on to some of that, the fear. Luckily, our younger generation is much more accepting and understanding because they've grown up with a little bit more knowledge.
Diggins highly recommends preventative care when it comes to HIV and AIDS. Content warning for a brief mention of sexual assault in the following clip.
There's actually a preventative medication for HIV that a lot of people don't know about. It was approved in Canada in the last 10 years, so it's still relatively new, and it's called PrEP. Mm. And so if you are engaging in higher risk activities, such as unprotected sex or injection drug use, and you feel that it would be beneficial to you, you can discuss it with a physician who can prescribe it. And it's a daily pill, and it's over 90% effective in preventing HIV. And I think that that's something that a lot of people aren't aware of. And if you've happened to have an unprotected sex or a needle injury or something such as that, there's also a medication called PEP. And PEP is something you take after an exposure. So if you've been possibly exposed to HIV, it's a very common in sexual assault cases that folks can take this. And it's a 28-day course of treatment. And it's over 80% effective in preventing HIV if that person was infectious. So I think that's very important for people to know, especially if you've had a sexual encounter or something else that's put you at high risk. Know that you only have 72 hours after the exposure to get on PEP, but I think it's really important for people to know that there is that option available.
Ensemble Moncton is a resource for people with HIV and AIDS in the area, and they can be reached at 506-859-9616. For CHMA News, I'm Meg Cunningham.